Where are you going? Where are you going? Come back. Come back. Why are you hiding? Come here.
No.
Come here.
I can't do this.
Come here. Come here. Come here. I'm not cutting any of this out.
I'm going to vomit.
This is how the podcast starts.
No. That's miserable.
You should share your podcast.
Don't touch. No.
Chris doesn't like to be touched, except every morning. First thing in
the morning. You better watch it, buddy. Watch it.
Hi, this is Dark Turn of Mind here. We're doing a podcast today. We're going to be answering questions.
I'm getting too hot for this.
My partner in crime today is Chris Sokoroy, but you could just call her Chris.
Hi.
Yeah, she's here in my room with me.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're in not, the flesh, here I am.
Not on Discord as we usually do. She's right here. I can just reach out and touch.
Don't. No. I'm seriously gonna have to change. I'm like sweating.
Just take your clothes off. I've already got mine off. You might as well do the same.
He's lying.
I'm butt naked right now.
No, he's not.
He's
not.
My cock is out.
Absolutely.
It's out in the open.
He's lying.
All 7 inches.
Standing at attention. 100% he is lying. He has on a gray shirt and jeans.
This is blue.
It's whatever.
Chris is colorblind. It's official. She does not understand.
Gray blue. Whatever.
It's blue. It's dark blue. Anyway, we're going to be answering questions. First question, how many times have you two had sex? I can't. I've lost count.
Is that Tim? Wait, hold on.
No, that's not a question. I made that up.
It's not. You bitch.
At least twice a morning. I would say. I would venture to guess.
Whose fault is that?
Well,
it's yours.
Not my fault. I wake up with morning wood every single.
Yeah, and I have to deal with it. Woohoo!
Please bitch into the microphone.
Kill me. Oh my god.
Yeah, so
they get like you can add in the tags like sheet rustling.
Sheet rustling?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. There was lots of sheet rustling this morning.
Stop.
Oh man. It was wild and crazy. Like nothing you guys have ever imagined.
So to just cut off his like eagle ride here.
Nah.
No, we're gonna cut off the eagle ride. It is, should I say that it's subpar for me.
What?
Should I say that it's miserable?
What is it?
I just do it just for you because I'm just so
specifically
nice.
What are we talking about right now? What are we talking about that's miserable and subpar? What? Specifically, say it. Just say it. Say what we've been getting up to every morning and every evening for the past month.
Nope.
That you've been living in my house with me. Pressed up against me, nude at night.
I am
under
legit
the sheets.
Sweating right now.
I could tell. You are really nervous. I ran the idea of us fucking on audio.
She
said no. So we didn't do that.
That is a hard, hard no. I don't even make noise.
You do when I'm eating you out.
How do you... How do you know that it's just not for your benefit and I'm just making noises because I know you like noises?
She moans like a cat in heat.
Ew, stop.
She's just like...
Ew. Ew, stop. Ew.
More,
ew,
please.
Ew, that's a lie. He's lying. I am not that, like, wanton. No, I'm not. You... Absolutely not.
Okay.
You wish I was.
I respect your opinion, even though it is wrong. Anyway, moving on
Why am I here?
Because you're trapped in my house.
I am.
You are.
Please
she's being held.
Me.
She's being
What's
held against her will.
What's the Morse code for SOS?
I'll tell them right now. She's being held against her will.
Yeah.
In my house, she's not allowed to leave.
Nope.
But deep down, she likes it.
Don't get your filthy fucking hands off me. I would say that I'd stab you, but you would like that. Ew! Ew. If you keep that up, I am walking out of this room and finishing house by myself.
Oh my god. Ew. I'm gonna have to cut so much out of this audio.
Yes, you are, jerk.
I'll beep that one out so they know I said something outrageous.
Oh my god. Anyway. Jesus. Okay, no, because if you beep it out, they're gonna think I like shit on you or something. That's disgusting. That is absolutely okay. If that's your like thing or your kink, whatever, you're not hurting anyone, but that is revolting to me.
Oh my god!
And I will never let anyone do that to me, nor will I ever do that to anyone. Ew.
So just
I don't
just
like
for
any
just,
bathroom let's, fluid. No.
Let's settle down. You're getting a little bit gross here and a little bit embarrassing, and I have to stop you.
Do you know how often they're gonna have to hear me smacking it? Jesus Christ.
So just to clear
get your hand off me.
Just to clear things up. Okay. For everyone listening, Chris is in fact my girlfriend. She admitted it. She admitted it. She has expressed her joy frequently.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Oh my god. I'm not using that word. I'm not.
She loves cream pies.
Oh my god.
I got one on tape, on video.
You got multiple ones.
I did. One of them was not shot particularly well. The lighting was shit.
That was a month ago?
The second one, though, holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're
welcome.
That was better than porn.
You're
you
welcome.
Guys are never going to see that, by the way. No. None of you will ever see
ever.
That shit. Never.
No.
Not in a million years.
No.
Anyway, first question, because you keep wasting time and dragging this out.
Time.
We're like 6 minutes in and we haven't even done anything.
Whose fault is that?
Yours.
Yours.
question one from my adoring fans. Would you ever do a face reveal? Should I do a face reveal, Chris? Should I show them my face?
I'm going to be honest right now, y'all. Even though I'm really bad at accepting relationships, as you can tell, and I'm not good with commitment. His face is mine. I now lay claim to it. I will. Oh god, this is gonna be really. This is terrifying. I don't know why I'm gonna say this. I'd probably sooner skin your face than let them have it. Anyway,
so I'm dating Hannibal Lecter's daughter apparently, and that's a bit terrifying.
Oh god.
So no face reveal.
They're gonna hate me.
No face reveal for you because my life is at risk.
Will I get death threats? No. This is just them gonna be like, ew, she's so cringy. She thinks she's so quirky.
I'll have you all know my girlfriend, Chris here, is hotter than all y'all.
Stop.
You got nothing on her.
Don't use me to put down other women.
She's equally as hot as all of you. All women are equally hot.
Sure.
There we go. Saved it.
Barely. Oh my god.
Second question. Could you make a Discord, please, where your fans can interact with you and with each other? I don't have time. There's not enough hours in the day to fucking manage a Discord.
Oh my
Look,
god.
I gotta,
you can have mods who manage it for you.
But I'd much rather float around in the lake with you on, you know, rafts.
Oh my god, stop.
Yeah. What?
Please, your fans, make a Discord.
It's okay.
Stop.
It's okay, Chris.
Stop. Oh my god.
I might do that.
So
I might
sappy.
Make a Discord. Who knows?
Uh-huh.
Who knows? It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's a distinct possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to. Ugh. Third question. Do you have any siblings? Yes. Fourth question. Of course. Yes, I do. Do you have any siblings, Chris?
I have four.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You have four siblings.
Yes.
I knew that already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretending to be surprised.
Mm-hmm. And if they ever hear any of this, I think I might get disowned. At least by two of them. The other two would be okay with it. Yeah. They wouldn't care.
I know exactly which two you're talking
yes.
about. Okay, question four. You're going to love this question, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
This is question of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like Chris?
Oof, heavy question there.
Chris.
I'm going to say it's a heavy no.
I'm going to use this moment.
No, don't.
To pop the question.
Don't.
Will you?
What?
Do me the honor.
What?
The distinct honor.
What?
Of letting me put it in your ass.
Okay, all right, let's Okay. I can pack my things literally in like an hour. Don't touch me. In like an hour and be driving home. Tonight. Tonight.
She won't do that.
I know, I'm too tired.
You are tired. You're tired. I don't want to. Your status is tired 23-year-old on every single one of your things.
By the way, I am 23. I don't know if we mentioned that, but I'm
she's legal.
Mm-hmm. I am. Don't make it creepy.
She's totally legal.
Stop.
You got called a grandma the other day.
My niece thought I was looked like my mom, and I, anyways, yeah.
You got called a grandma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Quit looking at me.
I get stop. Lost in your eyes.
Stop.
Sweetheart. Sweetheart.
No.
Let's just gaze.
No. Deeply. I don't. Into stop each other's me. Eyes. No. No.
Does
no.
that answer your question? I do like Chris very much. Yes. She's precious to me. I will protect.
Oh, there's nothing to protect
from. I braided her hair the other day.
It's still braided.
Yes, I gave you a French braid. Mm-hmm. It was very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. I've given you massages.
Mm-hmm.
You've scratched my back for me. Our hands are basically all over each other at all hours of the day.
Mm-hmm. 24/7. Yes. That's us. Woohoo.
My hands are usually inside her. But
all right. That's... Nope. Uh-huh. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You horny little bitch. God.
I'm a very horny boy.
He is.
30 years without getting laid, and then finally, everything just happens.
Oh, I'm such a little baby virgin. I'm going to stop now. Okay. I'm sorry.
You're embarrassing yourself. You're getting way too crass in this podcast.
I'm getting too crass.
You're going way over the edge. I would never talk about such disgusting things. Oh, anyway, next question.
You should have to deal with.
What is something you dislike, yet everyone else seems to like?
No.
That's an interesting question. Something I dislike that everybody else seems to like. Probably
think
of things. All right, foods. What kind of foods
people
don't
like tomatoes, and I don't like tomatoes.
I don't like tomatoes either, but I don't feel like everybody likes tomatoes. Like
everyone that I know around me in my direct family does, so I'm just going to use that as my answer.
Tomatoes are slimy and gross. I would say, I want to say anime, but I don't dislike anime. I just don't like it. Is that something that I'm like against?
Oh my God. Did you just say, I don't dislike it, I just don't like it? Are you an idiot?
Yeah, and what I mean, Chris, because you're too slow to follow.
Get your
hand so out. I'm gonna make this simpler for you. Is that I have a neutral opinion on anime. Like I really just don't.
But you
give
won't
a
watch
shit.
It with me.
I watched Princess Mononoke with you.
But that's okay. But that's a movie. You need to watch a legit anime with
what?
Me.
What?
I don't know. We'll find something.
Okay. Okay.
I've watched House
Name
with
it.
You. I've watched like. 50 fucking
you are into House though, and you want to keep watching. So
yeah, but I've also watched all the things you want to watch, and you watched like 5 things.
Chris, Chris,
yes,
that's because
yes.
You don't have anything to put in the player or to select on Prime
Come
or
in
Netflix.
Your house.
Well, pick something for Christ's sake. I always ask. He's like, is there anything in particular you want to watch? And it's like, I want to watch Psych. And it's always Psych. And it's like,
it's
you could pick,
psych,
just pick
like
a movie.
2 days.
For Christ's sake.
You
just
have
pick,
no good movies.
Pick any movie. I have no good movie. Oh, Netflix and Amazon don't have any good anime on them, which is bullshit because I've seen them. There's plenty. Just pick one. Just pick one. We're going to watch Invincible together.
God.
That's almost anime.
He's so fucking aggro right now.
I am aggro. I should take you right here, right in
ew.
Front of my
face.
I should ping you
ew.
To the fucking bed.
Ew. Get your hands off
right
me.
Right here now.
Ew. Ah!
I should.
Ah!
I should.
Ah! Get off me.
I should. Shouldn't I?
Help.
Yeah.
Help.
Yeah.
Help. Ew. Ooh. Ah! Get off of me. That sounded like a blender. Get off. I might knee you in the nuts.
You
get off
you
me.
You could.
I could. Get off me. I don't want to say assault because it's not assault. Help!
No, no, no.
Help! 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 Help me.
Help in a metaphorical sense.
Yeah, I could take him. It's fine.
You can.
I can, yeah.
I seriously messed up my toe the other day because of you.
You were in the water and you hit something, you dweeb. God, they're all gonna be like, she's so bitchy. She's so mean. She's so awful. Like,
oh my
god. Yeah, and? God, I'm such a bitch.
No.
Oh god. Anyways, next question. We have more.
We're not gonna answer that question. Are you a sub, a dom, or a switch, or none of the above? I think I'm probably subby, bordering on switch. So like mid.
What do you qualify me as?
You're weird. Because in the bedroom, you're kind of like, just get it over with. And
that's accurate.
Super unenthusiastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like get it over with.
It hurts a lot. So
Chris and I both met when we were virgins, and yes. Chris did not have a very good first time, which was 5 hours long.
Yeah.
Mainly because of the inherent difficulties that we were experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The sun was coming up when we got out of the shower and we're like, fuck this. I went to bed.
Chris also forgot to pee and now probably has a UTI.
No, you forgot to remind me. You said, I'm going to remind you. I'm going to remind you. And I was like, I'm going to remember.
I was just spent, though.
So was I.
5 hours.
I was tired.
5 hours of me fucking on top of you, just thrusting and grunting like an asshole.
Me being in pain.
Yeah.
And having to, kind of punched him once in
you
the
did,
chest.
You did
because
punch
he
me.
Went a little too...
Too deep, too fast.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
I learned my lesson.
Yep.
That punch knocked the wind out of me.
Yep.
I was never the same after that.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because I'm so strong.
Yeah. I was like, did you say something? After she punched me. Yeah. I was like, come again?
What?
Come again?
No. What? Are you making a joke?
Yes.
Oh.
Because I didn't notice it.
Oh, asshole.
You have girly fists.
I have...
Oh my god, the look on her face. The look on her face right now, ladies and gents. She's formulating my demise in her mind right now. Use your words. Use your words, Chris.
Would you like to sleep on your floor tonight? Because I can have this whole bed to myself.
You could. You very nearly knocked me off the bed many times.
Good.
To be fair.
As you deserve. Yeah.
You're a blanket hog.
I told you I was a blanket hog.
Steal
and I
the
told
blankets,
you.
And
I
then,
told you can just rip them back, and you're too chicken.
And
so you don't get to be mad at me.
And then what you do is you use your feet to just push me ever so subtly towards the edge of the bed.
Oh.
And get me in prime position where you can just knock me off.
Genius.
I've fallen off my bed at least 4 times.
Oh yeah,
while she's been here. Yeah.
Genius, because you can fall off so easily with your desk right by your bed that prohibits you from falling off.
A web of lies. Oh. Anyway,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, subby, I suppose.
Sure. Thank
subby.
You.
Yeah.
Good try.
I love giving her cream pies in the reverse cowgirl position. That's one of my favorite things, I would say. Just because.
I hate it.
Just because when you get up off of it, it all like just oozes out onto me, onto my dick, and just like glazes me. Yeah.
Gross. God, nice. If my family ever finds this.
Chris's family. Welcome to the podcast. I hope you're enjoying yourself. Just want to let you know that she's been a champ in the bedroom. She swallowed my cum once. Actually,
ew.
No. You tried to and didn't like the taste.
I still swallowed it.
A little bit, but you fed most of it to me.
Yeah, because I was like, get it out of my mouth.
It was funny. She sucked me off, and then she was like,
yep,
and then
yep,
you just like
yep.
scrambled over me, like open your mouth right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was like, okay,
pretty much.
Okay,
but you're
okay.
You're into that, so it's
yeah.
Fine.
No, it was nice.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
I am not a fan of the taste, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love the taste of pussy. At least your pussy.
Okay.
I should say, oh man, it is like nothing else.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good that you get to enjoy yourself,
mm-hmm.
bud.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hear some moans when I'm eating you out. When I'm eating her out, man, she just, her eyes roll back, her legs tense,
mm-hmm.
she squeezes my head with her thighs,
mm-hmm.
her fingers are all entwined in my hair and everything, yeah.
You're a little overdramatic here, bud.
Yeah. Am I?
Question.
Question?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is gonna hurt a little bit,
okay.
All right? Have you ever made me come yet?
This will be edited out of the podcast. That's not my fault. That is your fault. Shall we talk about the toilet of shame?
No, it's not shameful. They're going to keep thinking it's something gross. It's just a very specific position that works for me. Yeah, anyways.
Oh my god, next question. Uh-huh. Have you told any potential partners that you still have your V-card? If so, how did they react?
Well,
how did you
this
react?
This is awkward.
Yeah, how'd you react?
Well, we were in the same boat, so it didn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, next question.
Well, how did you react?
I didn't. Did I?
I don't know.
I don't think I did. We're in the same boat.
Well, you met me on GWA.
And, well, here's the thing. It was already very explicit in your bio and everything that you had never been with anyone. And mm-hmm. I was like, neither had I, so I don't care.
So yeah, nobody gives a shit if you have a V-card or not. It's a stupid
if
construct.
If you're an asshole, then maybe they'll care. Here's the thing. I feel like I've experienced one of two things if people have found out. One is they're very fetishy about it. There's definitely a lot of guys out there who are like, you're a virgin? You've never been with anyone? Like, oh my god. And I'm like, first of all, shut up. You're not that great. Or there's people who are rude about it, you know, in a different sense. They're like, you've never been with anyone? You know, and it's very, condescending. In both ways. So that's what I've experienced, but not from you.
Mm.
It came up in conversations, and we had conversations about it. And we still do, actually. But other than that, there was no, any of what I just mentioned.
Mm.
You know, so, yeah.
Yeah, I would say to all guys out there who have a fixation on women's virginity, one, you can expect basically regular sex with a lot of blood and a lot of difficulty getting it inside.
Mm-hmm.
That is what you can look forward to.
Yep. And, a lot
and that's
of pain,
about it.
And a lot of stopping every 5 seconds because ow.
You will get punched in the chest many times.
Yes.
Yes.
Because ow. Yeah. Man, there actually was a lot of blood.
There was a lot of blood. It was like a scene out of Dexter. My God.
It wasn't that bad, but it was kind of scary.
I had to get the plastic bags after.
Stop. Jesus. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
This is real life, people.
Yeah. And for women out there who are fixated on, guys who still have their V-card, you can look forward to him.
5 hours of
not being. Unable to keep the erection.
Yeah.
And just general nervousness and not knowing where the hole is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so other than that.
Yeah.
Virginity isn't this
magical
one
thing.
No,
that,
it's not
that
wonderful.
We definitely will admit we both thought it was going to be this crazy, incredible thing, you know? And it was.
We thought it was going to be oh, yeah, baby.
Let's
pop it was
going to be.
And you were
going
to be
it was
going to
be
so
pleasurable.
And instead.
And it was not. Well, it is for you, but it's not for
what
me.
It actually was, are you okay? Am I hurting you? And you're just like, no, I ain't going over. And I was like, you're crying right now.
I don't think I actually cried, but there was definitely a couple times where I was like, really, really in pain.
You
and
were in
it,
extreme
it made
pain.
It worse, honestly, for you, because the more you saw me in pain, the less you wanted to hurt me.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
I'm
thank
more,
you.
I think we've established that I'm more a masochist than a sadist, because I didn't really get off to her being in excruciating pain for 5 hours.
Yeah, and I don't know if this, obviously this isn't to me like TMI, because we've been talking about
sure.
Things.
I mean, we've been
what,
going
what,
on
what seemed
on about
to
this.
Work for us was, going in and moving slightly and then kind of trying to go from there instead of just trying to push all the way through at once, slowly. But
not recommended. Not a recommended strategy.
No. So we did find something that still worked. And granted, it still hurt.
Oof.
But it, I know.
I'm sorry.
But we also have not been super crazy about anything right now because,
UTI.
Yeah.
UTI so, of death.
Yeah.
That's
we,
what happens.
We tried once.
Pee afterwards, ladies.
Uh-huh.
Seriously.
It also, we're not even really sure.
It might be something else.
Yeah, it might just be what did you say?
Inflammation
from
me being big and you being small.
Yeah, which granted, ladies, he's packing. I'll stroke your ego a little bit. He's packing.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's, ouchy, but, I mean, who knows? Maybe one day it'll be really nice. But also, you talk about all the time how ladies do not get off from penetration. So it's mostly for you, but that's okay.
There's always the toilet of shame.
There's always... Stop!
The toilet of retreat.
Stop!
Let me explain so everybody understands what we're talking about. So there is a specific position that Chris can come in better than any other position. And that involves her backwards on the toilet, straddling the toilet while... she rubs herself down there, and she could come in about like 20 seconds doing that
multiple times,
three times. Yeah. So the toilet of shame is where we go when we fail to get you to come in my bed,
which is always
which has been a problem. But you know, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Something.
I have gone down on her for like
so many times, and I feel so bad because I'm like, just sitting there twiddling my thumbs like doo doo doo
for like 30 minutes on end.
Yeah.
Direct clit contact.
Yeah.
Vigorous tongue movements. Yeah. Pressure I will admit, alternating.
He's obviously very good at it. It just, I don't know. It. I'm pretty sure it's me. Like, the problem is me. So, yeah.
I forgive you.
Thanks.
Yes.
No. Uh-huh.
Anyway,
God, he's very touchy. I used to think I was very touchy.
You never met me.
Nope. Well, I feel like we're very touchy in different ways.
Yeah. Or you're touchy in the sense that you want to like hit me and kick me and headbutt me.
No.
And I'm touchy in that I want to hug you. And
well,
hold
I also
you.
Feel like we also like touch in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, you prefer the like. Heavy, not heavy-handed, but like, because that's not a good term. But you like, you know, when I'm like on your lap, and you know, when we're, you know, gonna take a nap, and you know, cuddling for like 5 minutes, or you know, when we're watching something and we're close together. And I think I've realized I don't mind that, but what I typically prefer is just like, you know, the nonchalant like. Hand brushes or like skin touches that are very nice, like having my hair played with, which is why braiding was really really nice. That was cool. That sounded so ditzy. That was cool. It was really nice.
That was cool, guys.
How's it going, dude?
How's it going, dude?
But yeah, so we definitely are touchy people, but in different ways.
Yeah.
Which, hey, you know, the more you learn.
Yeah. Next question. This is a great question. This is the best question ever asked. Hey, I'm listening to your first AMA answering thingy, and your little, like, talk about how sex is repetitive reminds me of that episode of Criminal Minds where Reed was talking about how repetitive chess was and how every move will be done sooner than later, and he was going to give up on chess, but then he thought about how even though it keeps repeating and had, like, a passion to do it, I don't even remember where I was going with this. Does it even make sense? I sure hope it does. Oh no, I'm rambling. Stay safe.
What?
Was that a question?
No.
I don't think it was. Whoever asked this.
You
first
are
of all,
a little bit like Reed, though.
First of all, calm down. Calm down. It's okay.
Do you ever tell someone. When he tells me to calm down, it only fuels my rage to hurt you.
Calm. 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 Are we calm? Okay. So, second thing is. Get back to me with an actual question.
You are like Reed, though.
So I could... I don't know who that is.
He's a character in Criminal Minds.
Okay.
And he is...
Is he super cool and sexy?
No.
He's a bad guy?
No.
Is he a douchebag?
No.
Is he like Dwight Schrute?
He's very much like you, where...
Okay.
You know, you've never really been social and you're a little awkward, you're a little goofy.
Oh, I see what
but
you're
But here's
doing.
The thing. Everyone's in love with Reed. Ooh. Because he's this cute little nerdy boy who knows all this stuff.
Mm.
And, you know, yeah, he's awkward and he maybe not, you know, doesn't get social cues and stuff like that, which I feel like you kind of do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'll admit, everyone, you know, there's always this joke where there's, God, what is his name? Fuck, I forgot his name.
That's okay, I forgot your name.
Dickhead. but there's another character... in the show where he is very cool, he's very awesome, And he's supposed to be, clearly they made this character to be like
a foil for a Reed.
No, that they made this character to be like the hot, sexy, you know, agent, and everyone's in love with Reed. And they're like, what the fuck? Like, we gave you this super cool, like, ripped agent who's, you know, the, like, super stud. And everyone's in love with, like, the bumbling, awkward, you know, super nerd. So you've got that going for you. People still like you, even though you're a dweeb.
A douchebag?
You're a dweeb. You're not a douchebag. But you're kind of a douchebag.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. He's just very trolly.
Very devious.
Yeah.
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 I'm always looking for new ways to just...
piss me off.
Just dig my claws in you and...
piss me off.
Piss you off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that was just
now.
Yeah,
me neither.
Anyway,
why are you
touching
me?
Moving on.
Not in that way, by the way. He just put his hand on my forehead.
Yeah, I've just been touching her pussy this whole time.
Stop. No, he hasn't. God, I am fully clothed.
Debatable.
Next
question.
Sweatpants.
Next
got
question.
Socks. I got a long sleeve shirt.
I wonder if this was written by the same person who wrote the last question.
Uh-huh.
Hey, LOL, me again. When you said I'm a scrawny motherfucker at 6'10" in your first audio, it reminded me of Wallow's song "Scrawny." I know you said you don't really listen to music, but I just wanted to point it out, and maybe you would like it. Smiley face. Also, I really like hearing you talk about stuff you're passionate about and like you geeking out. It's very cute.
See?
Also,
people
not a question.
People go for Reed.
That ain't a question. There was no question in there.
People go for
all.
Reed, but also, yes, he doesn't listen to music. All the music that I've played for him when we were driving in the car, there's some very, like, classic songs or artists. So I'm like, you don't know who this is? He's like, no.
Eh.
So...
yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's fine, whatever.
It's fine. Next question. What would you like your first time to be? Romantic, romantic, or simply sexual? Also, would you rather dom or sub? Well,
we didn't really do either.
I can tell you what my first time was. It was me in the missionary position
for five hours
until my legs
hurt.
Literally,
5 hours. and we tried different things, and none of it really worked until we tried, like, the edge of the bed.
Yes. Edge of the bed was awesome.
Not for me.
Well, nothing was awesome.
Yeah, nothing really. Yeah, everything hurt.
We get it. You were in agonizing pain
for
5 hours.
Yeah.
And it was a torture session for her.
It really was. And it's weird, because it's not a pain you can describe.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, it's... I don't know how to describe it, other than... like, it felt like you were trying to put something in me that shouldn't have been in there. And it's just because, you know, tightness and the angle, you know, and just, it's not you know, all of them were back. And we also had, when we first did this, like, a month ago, we brought, like, I brought lube that I had, and he had two lubes.
Mm-hmm.
And it took forever to figure out which one worked the best.
It was one of mine.
Yeah, it was. Well, the reason why we had so many was because we were trying to hope that we had one that was, like, natural and, like, wouldn't irritate me or whatever.
Yeah.
And it turns out the natural ones...
are,
like,
shit.
Yeah.
Here's the thing,
so
ladies
we spent,
and gentlemen.
like 3 hours using these other lubes that really just didn't work for us.
Here's the thing. These natural lubes that are like, oh, it's water-based, and it's made with eucalyptus and agar.
But it's so watery, and it dries up really
fast.
It
doesn't do anything. You might as well just spit on it.
Yeah.
You might as well.
It dried out really, really fast.
It's horrible.
Yeah, and the one that we use now is, like, really...
We use KY.
Yeah, it's really slick and slippery.
Yeah, it's nice.
And it does have a weird kind of finish.
Yeah, it kind of, like, after a while, it gets gummy. But the thing is it's long enough where you're going to finish before it does that.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Yeah. Well, hey, speaking of, we've improved from 5 hours to 10 minutes.
Yeah, we usually go for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Although that's not including
I mean you.
That's not including foreplay though.
Yeah, true.
That's only the sex. Yeah, the sex lasts for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, like, typically I'll just go down on you for like 15
right.
minutes.
You're welcome.
Just like, She never gives me a chance. She never gives me a chance to say thank you.
Uh-huh.
Anytime she does anything for me, the first thing out of her mouth is, you're welcome.
Uh-huh.
And it just feels like, it's like, I would have said thank you if you had given me the chance, goddammit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Fuck you.
You have.
Next question.
Ugh.
Do you plan on making any audio specifically for black or brown girls? Love the audios, by the way. What would an audio be
specifically
for?
You typically leave your listener very
dissatisfied?
I was gonna say non-binary, but you typically don't do any male pieces.
So
I was
true, say but this you, is about
you
race.
You typically do them very nondescript, is what I was gonna say.
Yes,
you don't really
that's
mention
true.
For that specific reason, so that it's not, you know, like, oh, your blonde hair and blue eyes. You know, like, you don't do any of that. You just leave it at, you know, what I guess. It can be come off as, you know, if you're doing like straight hair or running my hand through your hair, it can be
true. Yeah, and I understand that. The thing is that one, I try to make it as nondescript, as you said, as possible, so that it appeals to as wide an audience as possible.
Which then it can definitely feel very specific in the non-specific. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. So no, I don't think I would ever do that, because I would never do that to any one specific.
Commissions.
But there are commissions. There are commissions. That is true.
He's got commissions.
But yeah, no, I would never. I mean, I don't know what I would do. I mean, I understand that you know, black people tend to have more
coily hair.
Coily hair. Mm-hmm. But I don't really. Do I talk about hair all that much? I don't think I do.
No.
I don't think I do. I think I may have mentioned it once in one audio. But yeah, no. Generally, no. I'm not going to make. I'm not going to tailor anything for one specific person. I'm going to.
You want to pay for it?
Unless you want to pay for it. Whoa.
He's got commissions.
And commissions.
Might be doing a Patreon or something later.
There we go. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's. I don't think I would ever do that. No.
And if y'all want one and OnlyFans from me, they don't.
The only thing I've ever done that was tailored to a race was that MYN, the moaning your name, where the girl asked for Asian pussy praise.
Ah, I see.
That was amazing, because I didn't know what else to say other than, oh, I don't remember her name. Let's say, oh, Amber, your Asian pussy is so
tight. Oh, my God.
I was just like, I didn't know what else to do. What the fuck is the difference between an Asian pussy and any other pussy? I don't know. I was going to say, well, it's a beautiful Asian pussy, and I quite enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I've ever tailored, and that was personalized content, not public content.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, let's move on, because,
more
age.
Of the story is...
Age.
Commissions.
Commissions are nice. That's the moral. Yeah. Next question. Age. 30.
Yep, you already know mine.
Yeah. Next question. If you and I could be a frog... I already don't like this question. If you and I could be a frog, would you consider going out on a pond date with me?
That's so cute.
We could sit on lily pads and stare at the night sky. Would you?
That is so cute.
Chris, shut the fuck up.
Do you want to be a frog?
Shut the fuck up. This is the best question ever. I have to answer it. And I have to answer it honestly.
Oh my God.
Person who asked this question... I would love to be a frog with you.
Yay!
I would sit on lily pads
until
the sun fucking set. And
Go
I
be
would
a frog.
I
Live
would,
your best life.
I would make sweet love to you among the reeds.
Do it.
Until the sun rose in the morning.
Oh my God.
Do you understand? I'd fuck you with the reeds. I'd
fill her with tadpoles.
I'd fill you with fucking tadpoles, baby. I'd pump you full of our babies.
Oh my God. Cry.
And I'd use that long sticky tongue
ew.
To just
ew, 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 ew. Okay, we're done.
Okay.
We're done.
Next question. Do you think the world will ever get back to normal? It seems like we're kind of in the process of that a little bit, but I don't know.
We
have vaccines now. It's kind of normal.
It's normal where you are, because people don't give a shit.
True. I mean, like, yeah, some things at zoos are closed and museums and all that.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's...
Sorry to interrupt you. I just think, like, in terms of normal, it already... I've been so conditioned where that if I see someone without a mask, like, my heartbeat, like raises.
And you're vaccinated.
I am. We're both... Fully, you know, two dose.
We've got
vaccinated.
Both our Modernas.
Yeah, been vaccinated for.
Get vaccinated, by the way. If you're not getting vaccinated, you're an idiot.
Yep.
It's a fact. It's not debatable.
If you're old enough and you're able to qualify, get that vax, baby.
Get the vax, because it's free and nothing bad is going to happen.
Hey.
It does not contain.
Hey. Get stuck for Will.
Get stuck for me, baby.
Yeah.
Get stuck for me. Get stuck for me, and maybe I'll stop by your place and, well, I can't do anything because I got a girlfriend.
Yeah, but yeah, bummer.
That's a bummer.
Bummer.
I could whisper something in your ear.
Yeah.
And then leave.
Through a microphone.
I don't know if that's going to do much, though.
That's so creepy.
That is a little bit creepy. Oh, like me breaking into your house and then whispering sweet nothings and then just making me leave.
I think I might beat you to death if you came into my house unannounced. That or my dad might kill you.
I am worried about meeting your dad.
Yeah.
The taco man himself. Yeah. Anyway. What was that question again? Oh, do you think the world will ever get back to normal? Define normal. What is normal? Because what we consider abnormal here, you have to remember, in Asia, people have been wearing masks for decades now.
Yeah, it's the norm.
They've been doing this for a long time, and it's totally normal for them.
We just think it's so weird because it's not part of our culture. Yeah,
and again, this thing with masks, it's like, is it that big of an inconvenience?
It's not. Yeah. Is it? Cloth. And as someone who legitimately has, airway issues, I can breathe just fine in a mask. I can breathe just fine in two masks.
Yeah.
So for all you people who are, which I hope nobody who's your fan has been... does any of this, but it's all those fucking Karens who are like, I can't wear a mask.
My freedom.
My children. Shut your fucking whore mouth, okay?
Yeah,
you're fine.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about freedom. Yes, you do have freedom, but you're supposed to use it to make smart decisions. If you're using it to be an idiot, then you're just that.
If doctors can wear masks all day, while they're saving people.
Yeah.
You can wear it to Walmart, you big baby.
Or better yet, you could just get vaccinated. And you know what they say? They say if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
So if you're really that against wearing a mask, just get the fucking vaccine.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Don't be anti-vax.
Worst case scenario, you get some flu-like symptoms for 24 hours after you get jabbed.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's the end. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously. No, just do it. Just do it.
Do it now.
Kill him. Anyway,
don't kill anybody because we'll told you to. Don't do it.
I totally condone killing. Anyway.
God. No, he does not.
Next question. He's not liable. What are some of the previous jobs you had and which one is your favorite?
You've only had one job.
Are you at your dream job or are you still working? I'm definitely not at my dream job. And that wasn't my only job, obviously.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was a tutor in college.
Oh.
I like that one a lot.
Did you get paid?
Yes.
Mm.
Not much, but yeah.
I've had one.
Come to the microphone,
sorry,
please.
I keep leaning away. I've had 1, 2, 3, 4 jobs. I'm in my fourth job right now, and I hope to be out of it because it sucks. But I also don't want to because I have to get a full-time job and I'm wanting a full-time job. Anyways.
Yeah. Jobs suck.
Jobs do suck.
Yeah, I mean, getting your dream job is... It's just that. It's like you dream on, bitch. Yeah, you ain't getting your dream job.
Yeah.
Go work retail and fucking suffer. That's basically how the world works. Yeah, I know. I mean, I'd love to do something like this full-time, but that's just not realistic. So.
Yeah.
Next question. Do you have any bad habits, i.e. biting nails, picking at skin, etc.? I suppose I bite my nails a little bit. I suppose I pick at my skin a little bit. Doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
To a certain extent?
I'd say my probably bad habit, I have eczema, so I know that I scratch sometimes when I shouldn't.
You have nice skin, though.
Thank you.
People with eczema can have nice skin because you definitely have nice skin.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I just have spots that...
Yeah, you just have, just rashes occasionally here and there. And usually they're on your, just below your ass, so it's fine.
Stop! Stop! He's lying. That was swimmer's itch. We were at the lake. No, usually I get rashes or spots. Where everybody gets it. The crook of your leg, the side of your back. Put your finger on my face one more time. I'm going to bite it off. Anyways.
You usually like this. It's just because you're in front of the people.
Yes.
Me.
Uh-huh.
That's true. Even though they can't see it.
Yeah.
And so you bringing attention to it only validates its existence. And you should just ignore it, honestly.
Okay.
Anyway. Bad habits. I slurp soda.
You do.
I do. I slurp my soda.
You also chew a little loud.
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes I just lose myself. I'm just like... And just punch me if I do that. No problem.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Some nothing huge. I mean, I don't have a drug habit or anything, thankfully. But anyway, yeah. Next question. Is there one game soundtrack that you could listen to for the rest of your life? Oh, which one would it be?
Go.
Bloodborne.
Okay. Yep.
Bloodborne, 100%. Yep. Mm-hmm. And anybody who says anything other than Bloodborne doesn't know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Because Bloodborne is all there is, baby. Yeah. Any one game soundtrack you're into? Chris?
Playlist of a lot of them. I don't know if there's one specific soundtrack I could listen to. I like Super Mario Sunshine.
Super Mario Sunshine is great. Yeah.
That's probably all I can think of.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah.
Pokemon ones are good.
Mm.
Like routes. Yeah.
Next question. What do you never leave the house without?
I don't know. Classic. Phone, keys, wallet. You
my
know?
Fucking wallet.
Yeah.
Okay. They were expecting, like, you know, like dildo or.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I will say that.
I could fit the one the.
She could totally fit that dildo in her pussy and just walk around with
no,
it.
No, I was gonna say yeah. I could fit. It's not a dildo. It's a vibrator.
Vibrator, whatever.
I could fit that in my purse.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You could also fit it in other places.
Yeah. Would you? Yeah.
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 You could.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah.
You also fit me in there while we're walking around.
That's not.
That'd be a little bit awkward.
Yeah, that's not really.
Possible?
Yeah.
Next question. Are there any fun hobbies you like besides video games? Fucking Chris. Definitely. That's one of my favorite hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new one I just picked up.
Oh,
but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any hobbies for you? Other than
stop. Ew. That is so gross.
Just to clarify, she squirted on me.
Yeah.
It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
Just yeah. Sometimes it happens. Yeah.
Ugh.
And I was like, "Oh, baby, you just pissed on me." And she was like, "No, I didn't."
It's so gross. And all the time he's like, There's thousands of women out there who would kill to do what you can do. I'm like, they can have it. I don't want to be able to do that. It's so gross.
Oh, my
God. But he's
so
into it.
Everybody's into it. Squirting is hot. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah.
Hobbies? No. Yeah. I don't think I really have any besides, like, what I normally do. Like
sex.
No. Like, I don't know. Watching TV, reading books, being boring. I don't know.
Yeah.
Taking walks.
Boring, sexy girl.
Move on.
Okay. What is something that a game studio has done to your favorite franchise that you hate?
Oh, okay.
Boy. All has right. There been a decision so drastic that you stopped playing the franchise altogether? Yes. Yes, that has happened. So a few games that I thought just were out of bounds. Horrifying. One, I would say, would be Sly 3. That game was horrendously bad for a number of reasons. One, it was glitchy. Two, plot-wise, it was horrendous. I mean, every single member of your team that you go to recruit in that game is pointless. They don't do anything that's actually useful. Yeah, just a horrible game. There's only 6 levels. Previous one had 8. What was that? You think this is okay, Sucker Punch? You think that I'm going to tolerate this? No, I didn't tolerate it. And there were no fucking clue bottles. There were no clue bottles in that game. How do you sleep at night, Sucker Punch? How? Chris is literally like going to sleep. She's going to sleep right now. She's listening. She's like, oh God, he's going out of gaming rant now. Also, I would say Fallout 76. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. That's bullshit. Your turn.
I'm not really a big gamer, but recently we were playing the new Mario Party.
Oh my God.
And it sucks ass. Besides, like the side levels, like those were the only fun things that they have. And it's not even the main game. It's like mini game stuff you can do, like you know, challenge battle stuff you can do. And it's like, really, Like, the main fucking game has, like, four levels, and they're tiny, and they suck. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I grew up with the old Mario Party games. There's no
customization options.
Right.
Where are the customization options in this game?
There's barely any.
There's none. There's not enough mini games.
Right.
There's.
It's just, it really sucks ass. And I grew up with, like, Mario Party 4 and 5, like, from GameCube, and it's like, fuck, they went downhill. But they're rich, so who cares? It's
here's whatever. The other thing. Mario Kart 8 for the Switch is horrendous for a number of reasons. Reason one, why are you throwing those coin items in there? You give me coins. It's like, you realize that I need fucking shields so that I can, you know, beat the red shells and everything that's being thrown at me from behind.
Side note, I've been listening to this specific rant for the past 2 weeks.
What are you doing? Secondly, it's totally imbalanced. There's way too many red shells. Mm-hmm. The person in second place always gets, like, red shells. Every single time they pick up an item, it's a red shell, and they're always throwing it at me. When I'm in second place, I get a banana every goddamn time. Here's a banana. Here's a banana. Occasionally, they'll give me a coin somehow for some reason, and it's like, okay, yeah. So we're not even going to reward being in first place at all. No. Mm-hmm. And don't even get me started on blue shell bullshit. Mm-hmm. Are we about done ranting about video games?
Mm-hmm.
Can we move on? It seems like you're about ready to just, like, leave the room. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have shrimp nipples or eight ball elbows?
Or
eight ball elbows. I assume it's, like, really pronounced elbows, like in the shape of a ball.
Right? Shrimp nips.
Yeah.
Shrimp nips all the way.
Shrimp nips aren't that bad.
Shrimp nips. No one's ever going
to
see it.
Yeah, and it's like,
shrimp nips.
It just gives you more to suck, really.
Okay. Alrighty.
So.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'd say shrimp nips. Yeah.
Speaking of nips, I'll ask my own question, not of just to stroke my ego. Thoughts on pierced or unpierced?
Well, I've never sucked unpierced nipples, except when I was a child, and I don't remember that.
Your mom into this.
Just for everybody's curiosity, Chris has pierced nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
She's got pierced nipples, and they are gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And I suck them every chance I get.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be gentle with them though, because sometimes they're a little bit sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I love pierced nipples.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious about unpierced, but for now, I am dead set on sucking these pierced, gorgeous, gem-like nipples every fucking morning, every evening. Awesome. I got my hand in your shirt, like, while we're watching TV in the day, just
that,
feeling them
when yeah. When he was talking about, like, oh, we're touching 24/7, that actually wasn't too far off, because he is usually having his hand on my chest at some point or another.
Hey. You got great tits.
Thank you.
And a great ass.
True.
Yeah. Truth.
You think it'll be on this? Think it'll be on the soundboard? How loud can you get?
Ooh, okay.
God, I'm scared.
So this is we're about to do something here now.
I'm afraid.
Chris, tell the people at home what just happened.
You just took my pants off.
Say it again. They didn't hear that.
I just took my pants.
Say it again.
It took my pants off.
What she's trying to say through her exasperated breaths is that I just took her pants off.
Ugh.
She is now
butt
naked.
Why did I suggest this?
Now, the reason why we've done this is so that we can demonstrate one of Chris's favorite things.
I'm afraid.
Is this.
I'm afraid. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Now, I have to say, it is very satisfying to administer that particular punishment.
Ow. Oh my god. Jesus. Ah. Okay.
Come here.
Power through. Power through.
No, come here.
Power
come
through.
Here.
Power
come here.
Through.
Come here.
Ow.
Come here.
What?
Come here.
What?
Come here.
What?
Come here.
You kiss me on the mouth. I will kill you. Let go of my throat.
Come
okay.
Here. Come here.
No. Here. Nope.
I want to demonstrate some of my degradation.
No.
Come here.
I'm afraid.
Come here.
I'm afraid.
I want to degrade you.
I
want to degrade you
scared.
In front of all
You're
the people.
You're supposed to be answering questions. Hi.
You are a worthless, sad sack of shit.
Suck my dick.
Why are you not on that dick right now?
Suck my dick.
I will suck your dick.
Okay.
After you suck mine and swallow my fucking load
what
like a
I don't
good little cum dumpster.
What if I don't want to?
Then you're going to get slapped.
Rude.
Yeah.
Rude.
You worthless, stinking, slimy, cum stained little bitch.
I mean, accurate. Yeah. His dumb stuff doesn't typically work on
me. It's because you know it's bullshit. It's and true. It's an act.
Ow, my ass hurts. I don't know why I suggested that.
I love spanking that ass.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Oofa doofa. Anyway. Well, at least you got that on tape now.
Next question. Yes, I did. Next question. What is something that women do / have that you wish you had? The ability to come multiple times in quick succession.
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah. There was one time, like just in the past, I think I've been here for 2 weeks, so it was probably in the past week, probably. So it wasn't that early, where you, I don't know if you're going to be mad at me saying this, but like usually what happens is like I'll let you come in me. And then, like, I'll go pee. And then sometimes I'll be like, okay, I just need to go, like, get myself off. And you're like, yeah, like that. Like, I get it. You know, you're, like, you're very understanding, which I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not, at least from what I can tell, you're never, you know, like, embarrassed or angry. You know, you're very nice about it.
That's because I know I'm bringing my A game and it's not enough.
Yeah, that is true.
I void all responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm going down on you for half an hour, and I do mean half an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and nothing happens. It's like, well, I tried.
Yeah. And
I did what I could.
I feel like such an asshole. I'm like, something should be happening, and it's my fault. Anyways,
I get the fuck in there. Oh, he does. Nose, chin. Yeah. I'm fucking moving my face around. Yeah. I'm moving my tongue a million miles an hour. Yeah. It doesn't work.
Nope.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll be back in like 10 minutes, and you'll be like, oh, like how many? And I'll be like, 3 or 4. He's like, Jesus Christ.
What does that toilet have that I don't? God I damn it!
Yeah.
Fuck!
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that I can't make you come.
Whatever. We'll figure it out.
With my tongue buried in your pussy.
That's true.
And swirling your clit. I sucked your clit. I couldn't get anything. I sucked it.
Yeah. I mean, it feels good.
I know.
But, like, nothing continues from it.
Can't squeeze a drop out of you.
I know.
I like that time that you squirted on my face, though.
You're welcome. I hate it.
I loved it.
I hate it.
Okay. Oh, what is one thing you wish you had that I have? The ability to come in bed?
Yeah. Also, it's so easy for you to get off. Because, like, we've talked about this before. He literally has just an appendage that he just needs to just, you know, and like, you know, he's good. And mine is so hyper-specific that it's near impossible to get off other than in the very hyper-specific circumstances that I have to put myself in for me to be able to get myself off. And even sometimes during that, it's still difficult.
Yeah.
So I wish that I could just have just something fucking like some swinging dick that I could just like.
Can I demonstrate how easy that is on audio here for the fans?
What? No.
Why?
Well, you have
it's
before.
It's for science.
How easy? What is?
Me getting off.
You've done that before in an audio.
Not on you.
Next question. Maybe later. Next question.
Maybe later. Ooh. Ooh. Next question. Do you watch anime? If so, favorite / recommendations? No.
I have.
Next question.
Two recommendations.
Next question.
Shut up. Two recommendations I have are, I don't know if it's Ajin or Ajin. I think it's Ajin. A-J-I-N. It's really fucking badass. I'm sure you can find it on either Netflix or Crunchyroll. Or, God, what else? I'll just go with the classic, Full Metal Alchemist. That's always really a good starting point for anybody.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Neat. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite women GWA creators?
Ooh.
Ruby Seawitch was my favorite when I first got on. Mm-hmm. I always name her because I just really like her voice. V Silvermoon is very nice. Giggle Chan?
Giggle Chan is nice. I'll be honest with you. I don't listen very much anymore. And so it's hard for me. Like, a lot of the ones I name are older ones. Mm. You know, not newer ones. I could name Katie and August and Mercedes Morgan, but I'm mainly naming them because I know them really well. And they send me audio, so I listen to them.
Right.
But I'm not actively looking for other people.
Yeah.
So
I'm the same way. This doesn't apply to me. But yeah. I haven't listened in a while, and it's only because I've been busy with a lot of stuff, and I've been here, which means I'm not listening to stuff. I'm hanging out with you.
Yeah.
I will be honest, I don't typically listen to women performers because I'm into
men. That's okay. You can listen to men, or you can list men that you like on GWA.
Oh, God.
Dark turn of mind, dude.
See, now I can't think of any.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me too because I'm thinking all the ones I can remember are the ones from way back when.
Yeah,
you know, like Skitty and you know what's that one? Jeez, I can't remember anymore. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Garden Slumber. Yeah, it's a lot of these you know performers haven't even been on GWA recently.
Yeah,
like Ruby Seawitch does not do anything.
Yeah,
anymore.
They've moved on.
So, yeah, it's I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
Mm-hmm.
But I love them all. Love listening when I have a chance, which is basically never these days.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, next question. I say beep, you say boop. Beep.
Boop.
Okay. What are your love languages? Touch, words, service, or quality time? Touch. Touch.
I'd say I feel like I'm a mix.
I'm probably mixed too. Yeah.
I know I definitely like words of affirmation. Yeah, because you know, it ties into to praise. You know, I constantly need to be reassured.
Yeah,
which is you know the trauma. I definitely am touch, but I do have moments where I'm touch.
Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, touch adverse. Simply just because I just need a little space.
Yeah,
which again you're very understanding of, which I appreciate. And then what are the other ones? Can you list them again?
Service and quality time.
Yeah, I'd say for me it's mostly words and touch.
Yeah, I would say it's like 90% touch for me. Quality time also is nice.
Mm.
Yeah, but nice. I've never, like I said, I've never delved into that very much. Love languages. Like that's such a foreign concept to me. Favorite smells. I like vanilla smells good, I think. You don't like vanilla, right?
No.
Yeah, you don't like vanilla.
We do have typically kind of opposite.
Not really. I mean, I like virtually anything. I mean, a lot of things that you like, I like too. I just don't really think about it that much.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say like the perfumes and like the candles and, you know, like body, you know, whatever products that I have. You know, it typically tends to lean towards
floral.
Yeah, floral or clean.
Yeah.
Or like a lot of the not shampoo. A lot of the body washes I have are like just shea butter, and they just smell like that. It's typically like either non-scented, or it's you know clean or floral. If it has to be like a candle or perfume.
Yeah, I like fruity stuff. Floral. Floral's fine. Mm-hmm. Fresh is fine.
Fresh, yeah.
Earthy stuff, not really my thing.
It depends on earthy. It's very specific for me.
I don't know. I don't think about smells very much.
There was a candle that was like bergamot. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Bergamot, yeah.
Yeah, bergamot and sage. And ooh, I was like, very nice. Smelled like that. Ooh.
You know what smell I really like?
What?
I like the smell of you when you're covered in my cum.
Saw that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Figured that would
I'm
be.
I'm a big fan of that one. So if you could just do that, if you could just be covered in my jizz 24/7, that would be great.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's your favorite flower?
A violet.
Ditto.
Okay. Cheap.
If you could be one fictional character in their world, which one would you be? Oh, that's an interesting question, isn't it? A fictional character in the context of their world.
I want to be in something fun and cute. I don't know. Howl's Moving Castle or Totoro, something like that. Where it's just
which weird. Character, though?
Oh, man. If I could be with Howl, dude, I would be Sophie in a chance.
Christian Bale. He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty boy. Yeah.
This is such a complicated question, and one that I don't know if I can answer without really thinking about it for a long time.
Mm.
I mean, part of me wants to say Dr. Manhattan just because he's all powerful, but the other thing is that he's also miserable because he doesn't see the world in any kind of meaningful way.
Mm.
So that would be kind of hellish, I think, to be Dr. Manhattan. God, I don't know. I don't know. I really have to think about it. I mm-hmm. can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe I'll come back to this by the time we're done with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who was your first fictional crush? You want me to go first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, as a kid, probably... I hate saying this because it's that this was everybody's. Probably like Raven from Teen Titans. That's everybody's though.
Oh my god!
I can't think of anyone else.
She was so nice. Yeah. Ooh.
I can't think of a specific one other than that that I could. This question is first,
there
and
was
she
some
was probably
guy
the
from,
first. Yeah.
I don't know if this counts. I'm trying to think of like early.
Yeah.
Probably like one of the boys from Winx Club.
Mm.
Not the fucking shitty ass TV show that just came out. Like the actual like cartoon that was on like, you know, Saturday morning cartoons. Probably one of them. That's gonna make me sound so fucking weird, but Spirit the horse.
Ooh.
Was really
ooh. Got a furry here. Ooh,
yeah.
We got a furry
also
on our hands.
Balto.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's another animal. Yeah. Yeah. I can't think of any human that I liked.
The only other one I could think of is maybe Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, of course.
But I think that was after Raven. Mm-hmm. I don't know. See, the thing is, I'm thinking first, and I can't think of who was the first. That's tough. Yeah, I don't know. I
definitely know I liked Beast Boy.
Well, of course.
Yeah, Beast Boy's awesome.
He's the smart ass.
Yeah. He's just funny.
Here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a strange feeling to know that a ton of ladies want to have sex with you, heart?
It's not weird to me. Makes sense.
I'll be honest, at first it was very weird. It was very weird because, one, before I started, I thought I was going to get a terrible reception. I thought everyone was going to hate my voice and say, yeah, good attempt, stick to writing.
Mm-hmm.
Stick to writing, buddy. You got nothing here. So when it actually did, like, work... Mm-hmm. Slightly, I was like, oh, okay. okay. Yeah, no, it was definitely strange at first. It's not so strange anymore just because of repetition, and I've gotten used to it.
Mm.
So it's not...
It doesn't bother me.
Well, that's good.
You did something like actual porn where you were genuinely being with other women.
Yeah.
I think then I'd start getting like... Wait a minute,
hold on a second. You did what?
Right.
You put your thingy where?
Right, but when it's something like OnlyFans or this, you know, it's or like commissions, it's like you're getting paid for it. It's a paid service. It's how you're making a living.
And it's not actual sex also.
Right.
It's just me moaning into my microphone
mm-hmm.
in my chair
mm-hmm.
with my pants on
mm-hmm.
like an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Accurate.
Yeah. So no, it's not that weird a feeling. Next question. How long are you down there? Do you actually come in your audios? I love you. Okay.
Well, hey, you get your fans to say that they love you.
I read that wrong. How long are you down there? Do you actually come in your audios? I love you. Okay, yeah.
Mm.
So to answer the first question, 7 inches.
Mm.
There you go. On the,
I can attest to that.
Yeah, she will verify that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I wish it was shorter.
Mm.
Because I feel like I hurt you with it, and I don't like that.
Yeah. I mean, you're above average. I think for, it's just...
I have read online, they've done studies, and they say women, the preferred length is 6.4 inches. So I'm over half an inch too big.
Yeah, and again, I think it didn't help that I was... a virgin and very nervous.
Yes.
And I'm still nervous, you know. It's hard not to be nervous when you know the the pain is coming. You know, when you know that it's, and it's hard not to, like, you know, clench and, you know, tense up. So, but I mean, hopefully at some point it won't be an issue.
For sure. At some point it won't be. Second part of the question, do you actually come in your audios? Ramble faps, yes. Scripted, no.
Yeah.
Because if I came in the scripted ones, because I'd have to come on command.
Yeah.
I have to follow the script and it wouldn't work. Yeah, no. So I don't do that. I do the scripted ones, fully clothed.
I will say, though.
Totally pretend.
Ladies, to just, you know.
What?
Stroke my own ego here for a bit.
Yeah.
He's really pretty when he comes. It's nice.
Say that into the microphone a little bit louder, please. Would you say that again, please?
He is really pretty when he comes.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm pretty when I come.
Yeah. It's very nice.
Yeah.
You just get very tense and, like, your eyes roll back. And just, like your whole body is, like, tensing and flexing. And, you know, like, the hand that's not working, you know, is... You know, clenching and unclenching and gripping the sheets and, like, gripping my thigh. And it's just, it's really nice. And then you do come and it's just, like, this release. And you're, like, so, like, breathless and just, relieved that, like, it's, like, you're there, you know. It's just very nice. And then you're just kind of, like, winded afterward. Anyways.
Let's just end the podcast there.
Right.
Let's end the podcast there, I think. No, we still got three more questions.
I cannot hold the shine to mine when I am to when you are.
Oh, you are fucking gorgeous when you're coming. Are you kidding me?
Stop yourself.
Your eyes roll back in your head. You start fucking just arching your back. Your whole head, like, flings backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You're biting your lip.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
Anyways.
Love it. And you're so flushed, too. You're red.
Mm, really?
Red in the face. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's probably because I'm holding my breath. I have a bad habit. That is a bad habit. I hold my breath the entire time.
Yeah, that's probably why you have a problem.
Yeah.
Because that's hard to do.
Yeah.
Oh, next question. Writing or acting? You're great at both. Do you like one over the other? And why? I would say acting is way less work.
Yeah, than having to...
Writing is so much work.
Because if you're just filling scripts, the script's already there. It's already filled out.
Yeah, I think in concept I like writing better, but in practice I probably prefer acting. Yeah. Just because there's a lot less work that goes into acting. You just sit down in front of your microphone and just have fun.
Yeah.
With writing, it's a whole ordeal. You get writer's block. Right. It's hell. I don't like... Yeah, it's... ugh.
I don't mean to do it. Yawn at you, sorry.
No, I will yawn at you.
That was the fakest yawn I've ever seen in my entire life. But hey, I have never faked an orgasm or faked anything.
I don't want you to.
Good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
There's...
Though if we ever make an audio, I want you to fake it, just so that it's entertaining.
We've clearly noticed. Yeah. We've figured out that I'm not good at faking it either.
You're okay.
Yeah.
You just prefer not to.
Yeah.
You know, like when I tell you, it's like, hey, moan for me, baby, moan. And you do it, it's actually pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good. I think it's the most awkward thing imaginable.
No. You just don't believe in yourself.
But no, I don't.
I believe in you.
Oh, my God.
I believe. Anyway. Can you tell us about your Dungeons & Dragons character you used to play as when you were... I didn't. You're misinformed.
Yeah. You didn't play it.
I didn't play as Dungeons and... I didn't play Dungeons & Dragons as a kid.
Nope.
So, yeah. No, I played a lot of MMORPGs. I was a Night Lord in MapleStory, level 135.
I've heard this before.
Extraordinarily powerful. Oh,
God, take me now.
Yeah, I will. I will. That feels nice. She is doing things to me right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I'm just scratching his shoulder. Relax. Oh. Stop yourself. You fucking weirdo. So weird. Do I need to stop? I will stop.
No, please don't stop. It feels too good.
Okay.
I love getting my back and my shoulders scratched.
I could scoot right over there if you want me to.
How about we end this with you scratching my back and I just answer the last question?
Do you want me to sit right there?
No, just sit behind me.
Okay.
So this is me. This is some ASMR, I suppose. If you could So hold on, I'm gonna take my shirt off.
Oh God.
Yes.
Lovely. Yeah. Wow.
The clothes are coming off, by the way. Get so this is shirt. This is the prelude to you getting fucked on audio, definitely.
I think so.
I think this is how it starts. Anyway. So here's the last question. Oh, that feels nice. That feels really nice. Last question. What's your favorite audio you've done?
The college one.
The college one was nice because it was based on me and it was just like, oh, this is how it's going to happen. This is how my first time is going to go. That was wrong. Mm-hmm. That was incorrect. I thought it was going to be like, you know, 2 pumps and I would be off. Instead, it was like 1,500 pumps. And just like, just come already, please. Mm. The sun is coming up. What the fuck?
We were so tired.
I was so tired at the end of that. I wanted to die.
Here's the thing. We basically decided when I first was, are you okay?
And just, it feels nice.
When I first came down, we were like, all right, like, first day, we're going to try and get it, like, just, like, literally, like, get it over with. Because we were both so stressed and so worried. And we told ourselves, or he, you know, we figured we were going to do, you know, try it in the morning and basically at night. You know, I'm pretty sure I was the one where I was like, let's just go.
Let's bang it out.
Yeah.
Get it over with.
Will you want to describe to them your first time seeing tits?
Oh my God. We played strip poker.
We did to try and move into it kind of naturally.
We played strip poker and I got her tits out. And the first thing she said was, do you want to touch them? And I nearly passed the fuck out on the spot. I nearly passed the fuck out. Cute. I couldn't process what she was offering me.
Yeah, his hands were shaking.
I was like, do I need to pay for this? Or okay. And since then, like, my favorite thing is to just have my hands just wrapped around your tits. I'm doing it right now.
Ta-da!
Yeah. Oh, woo-hoo. My God. Woohoo is right. Oh, that feels so good. Mm-hmm. You're scratching me. Ladies, if you want a guy to fall in love with you, just scratch his back. Mm-hmm. He will melt in your arms. Mm. Just scratch his back.
I want to sit right there.
Okay.
Wait, what do you want to do?
I want to sit right there.
In the chair?
No, right there. Well, look at where I'm pointing.
Right here?
Yes.
All right, so now ASMR part 2. This is the sound of Chris sitting in my lap. Go on. Come on.
Do you want this way or do you want the other way?
This way. First way.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. There we go. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. How much? Mm. You are such a dweeb.
No, I'm not dweeb.
No, you're kind of a dweeb.
My favorite audio. I really liked doing the plant audio.
Did they want to know who that was kind of for?
That was for you. That was for you, Chris. I just...
Oh, you're welcome.
She has a thing for plants getting wrapped up in tentacles and just gently fucked into oblivion by a bloodthirsty...
Plant monster. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did the snuff ending just for you. Because I knew you'd be into that.
No, I don't like snuff things.
Do you?
No. You're the snuff
boy. Interesting.
You're the one who snaffs.
Yeah. You're the one who likes to be snuffed.
You're the one who likes to be snuffed.
I made her a birthday present.
Stop!
It was this sweeping choose-your-own-adventure audio where she was in, like, this hotel. Yeah, with a bunch of male prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets to choose one to take back to her room with her. And if you choose the mysterious stranger in the corner, he takes you back to the room, ties you to the bed.
Fucks you.
Strips you down. No, he doesn't fuck you. He fondles you and fingers you.
Guts you.
And no. He doesn't. No. No. And he gives you cunnilingus. Uh-huh. And then he takes the knife out and he traces your body. Mm-hmm. And then he fucking just stabs you right in the heart.
Yeah. And he rips your heart out.
And shows it to you.
Yeah.
Moments before you die.
Uh-huh.
And then he fucks your corpse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yep.
Kind of like a cautionary tale. Be careful who you take back to your room with you.
Be careful.
Could be Jack the Ripper. Yeah. We don't know.
Caution.
Yeah.
Take caution.
Caution. Yeah.
You're so smoochy.
I am smoochy.
You're so smoochy. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Oh my god. Hi.
I bet all the listeners at home are just like chanting, fuck her, fuck her, fuck
no.
her.
No.
We should give them what they want.
No, it's not going to make any sound.
I'll make sounds.
I'm not going to be making any sounds.
Let's face it, my listeners really only want to hear me.
That's true.
That is true. You can be quiet as a lamb if you want to be.
Hi.
Hi.
You should end this audio.
I should.
Yeah.
Because once the audio ends, I could definitely fuck you.
Oh, no, we have to finish our show. You already got it twice this morning, technically.
Not once.
Well.
The second thing doesn't count as sex.
It counts. It counts, you fucking perv. It counts.
I won't look in your eyes while it happens.
You have.
Again.
Not right now.
That concludes.
You're gonna get another comment. It's like, if I were her, I would have jumped his bones in a heartbeat. Yeah, well,
I got 7 inches of rock hard cock waiting here.
Accurate pulsing too, by the way.
I mean, let's.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Are you legit ass doing this,
Chris? Describe to the women.
The jeans are coming off.
Yeah, the jeans are off.
Almost. They're off.
The jeans are off.
Socks too. Are coming off.
Now, Chris, how can you, in all honesty?
Hello.
Yeah. Look at this.
There was a dick in front of me.
Yeah. Say it in front of the microphone so everyone can hear.
There's a dick in front of me.
Yeah. It's my dick.
And also there's, you know, genitalia in front of me as well. Calling you a dick.
How dare you?
Oh.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Motions are happening right now.
Yeah. Well, me and Chris have some things that we have to do now.
No, we don't.
We do.
Yeah, like going to watch house and...
And then me blasting a hot load inside you? Possibly.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you again soon.
See ya.
Bye-bye.